Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Lamont Green Jr., FSU commit 2023, play defensive end, and I'm at Gulliver Prep.
So how's it been at Gulliver Prep, and what have you learned from the coaching staff here? What do you think you need to gain most before you get to Tallahassee?
You know, Gulliver, like one of the top schools in Miami, well, South Florida. One of the top things I need to learn, probably more moves, how to play the run more and get stronger. Those are usually all the things I always try to get better at.
What do you think your biggest strengths are right now then that you bring to Tallahassee?
I'd say speed and pass rushing.
And we know you were the first commit in the class of 2023. How often do you speak with those guys? Do you still talk to them right now? Do you guys have like a group chat or anything like that?
Yes, there is a group chat. We talk quite frequently in there. Chris Parson, talk to him a lot whenever we go up to Florida State. You can see him, me and him talking. He's one of the very big commits.
So did you talk to him after the Elite 11 camp?
The Elite camp?
Yeah, he was just in the Elite camp. Did you talk to him after that?
We talked quite a bit, so probably.
All right. And how often do you speak with the coaching staff?
Coaching staff, I try to speak to them as much as I can. We make sure to talk, touch base, just talk about the defenses and what Florida State's looking like, so talk quite a bit.
Is that something like every week, every day?
Probably like once a week.
So what's your relationship like with Coach JP?
Coach JP? We talk. Connection is there. He's the defensive end coach, so every time we talk, he talks about what he wants to improve on once I come back up and how he's excited to train me when I get to Florida State for the Elite camps and whatnot.
You talk to Haggins?
Haggins, yeah. When he talks to me, he just talks about how excited he is to for me when I get up there. But, you know, he actually knows my father, so half of it will be talking about football, but half of it will talk about my father and how the family's doing, so.
What's it like just being the son? I mean, I know they talk a lot about your dad and you were in the spotlight when you were younger, so what's it like?
If I had to describe it as anything, it'd be like I gotta outdo him at all costs. Gotta make it known that I'm the Lamont Green. He's just the senior. I'm the one with the bigger name.
You want to make sure you get the bigger name there when you're in Tallahassee?
Yeah. I want to be the celebrity. He has to just be the parent.
And what have you learned most from his game, like watching his tape in the NFL or watching him when he's practicing with you?
He practices with me about all the normal stuff for Dan's, but from what I watch him, it's more so just like pure aggression. Yeah, if you ever look at his film, it looks like a madman on the field, just throwing people.
Yeah, a lot of fans have said like you're more of the quiet guy that doesn't really talk much. How does that translate on the field, and does it even matter?
I mean, only like that only helps in the field when there's people smack talking, because I can just easily walk away without listening to them. half the time I don't even hear them because I'm just focused on trying to get back to the huddle. So it works well with not getting into fights on the field.
And it's playing football, like, kind of like your vocal piece, where when you tackle someone, that's kind of like you saying, like, this is who I am, and this is, like, I don't need to talk, like, this is just what I produce.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on kind of like the new age of college football with the NIL and the transfer portal? How big do you think that can be, and how, what are your thoughts now?
With the transfer portal, things are going to be a tad bit harder for recruits just trying to get to college, because, you know, you could be promised a starting position, but then next thing you know, like, a five-star from some other school comes in, and next thing you know, you're like a backup, like a third-string backup. So the transfer portal is going to make things a lot harder from like freshman students in college. But if you're like one of the best players, you'll be all right. As for NIL, I mean, it's pretty great for young people to be getting money and whatnot, but it's kind of like gonna make it like whoever bids the most money gets the player. So that's always a big worry, but people are gonna go where they want to go. So,
and do you think that can be a problem in the locker room?
Locker room, I really don't know, but I think it might.
And you talked about being a young player, and if you're the best, you're gonna see the football field. Do you believe that you're one of the best that don't even, you're not gonna worry about those transfers coming in?
I'm obviously gonna worry. Overconfidence never helps anybody, but as long as I do my best and try to outwork them, I'll see the field even if I don't start. But as long as I see the field, I'll be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, some of those transfers like Keir Thomas, Jermaine Johnson, have you talked to them? Did you ever talk to them before?
Yeah, I've seen Jermaine Johnson in person before. He's pretty big. I actually had to like slightly look up at him like that. So yeah, I met Jermaine Johnson.
So what are your thoughts on what Norvo's building there? I mean, he brought in those two players, and what are your thoughts on what he's making Tallahassee now?
He's bringing the program back. He's been doing a great job so far. I was really surprised when like the game against Notre Dame, I was surprised that they took him that far, because Florida State had like a little streak of bad years. So when he just came back, used what personnel they already had, and then took Notre Dame to that extent, even though they lost, it seemed like pretty much a win in Florida State's book. So I think he's building up a great program there.
And what are your thoughts on last season? I mean, I know it started 0-4, had that tough loss against Notre Dame. What are your thoughts on last season?
I mean, I think it was the coaches and the players just like coming together. As kind of like a new coach, new players, all trying to get together, make a solid defense and offense. So I think it was just a matter of them starting to work together better.
Do you think that Notre Dame game could have changed the whole season?
I think it could have, because confidence in the team and confidence as an individual player always plays a major role in how you play. Like, even if you don't think about it, outside forces or stuff from the past can always affect your current game. So I think it might have made a difference.
Do you talk to any of the current players right now? Not even just on the defensive line, but just talk to some of the players?
Kind of talk to Daniel Lyons. He's a freshman, but I used to play with him in Little League, actually, though it was one season. But yeah, kind of talk to him and
Dante Anderson?
Yeah, talk to those two.
What are your thoughts on those two? Because we had those two kind of broke out in the spring. We didn't know that they were going to be that big. A lot of people didn't think that they were just going to push out in their first couple months there. So what are your thoughts on them, and what do you think they can bring?
As for Daniel Lyons, he's going to be great, because as you can see during the spring game, he was pushing them back, doing his job, doing more than his job. So he'll be great. As for Dante, he's doing pretty good. Hope to see a lot more from him, because he came like kind of later. So it was kind of later that I kind of got nachos while he was out there. So I didn't get to see too much. So yeah.
And we talked about camps, talked about playing with them before. Are you planning on playing any camps this summer, and which ones?
Only camp I'm pretty much looking at going to is the Elite Camp.
And when will that be?
Like June 4th.
So have you talked to any of the people that are going there, or have you talked to talk about what they're going to do?
I think most of the commits are going. Yeah, from the group chat. Yeah, I think so.
You talked to most of the commission. They said they're going to be there.
Yeah.
Okay. So how often do you talk with Keith, with Keith Sampson? Because he's a big commit that committed not a couple months ago. So have you talked to him, and what's your relationship like with him?
I don't think I got his number. I don't think I got his number. So I have to try to get it.
Yeah, I'll get that set up. Yeah. We'll tweet him out and get you guys connected.
Yeah.
So going back to your dad, what have you taken like from him off the field? Because he's had a lot of that on field, kind of, he's produced on the field, but with NFL players, it's been difficult with what they do off the field and how they kind of have their money and go along their life. So have you talked to him about that, or?
Like taking him from off field as like personality wise?
Or yeah.
Like,
because I mean, the light's always on you, so.
I think mostly what I learned is try to act professional. Don't do anything that'll get you labeled a fool inside of school, outside of school. Just simply put, don't be an idiot. Don't let anybody record you being an idiot. That's simply put.
So what do you think you want to produce next season at Gulliver and in your last season? What do you want to do here? And
obviously double-digit sacks, that's what I'm going for. I want to try to make the D-line a bit better. We have a few freshmen on the team. I want to try to get them better, of course. I want to try to leave a big mark on the school before leaving, because anybody would want to be remembered at like their high school. So
state championship?
Yeah.
So growing up a Seminoles fan, what was it like? And what was it like kind of committing that day and calling yourself a Seminole now?
Growing up a Seminole fan, a lot of arguments whenever it came to Florida State games. Like if there was a Gators fan, UM fan, just everybody just used to love hating on Florida State, and having to defend them was always hard. As for committing, it was kind of, I don't know how to explain it. Happy to do it, and I just immediately started thinking about how I was gonna go in the future, just thinking and just envisioning what I'd do once I got to Florida State.
And what were those arguments like? Because I grew up in Miami, and it's tough being a Florida State fan, so.
Toxic, just directly toxic.
And like, you had a lot of those teammates that were Miami fans?
There's like three here. Anytime you say something about Florida State, that's why you even beat them all those other years ago. Yeah, so toxic, fun, but very toxic.
So just your last message, Lamont, to the fans, to the coaching staff. What do you want to say to them and talk to the Seminole fans?
I'm not mad at any words, so I'll just say go Noles.
So we're here with Jaylen Brown, 5-star receiver. And you're the number 2 receiver in the country. You have in your Instagram bio. Do you want to be the number 1? I mean, obviously you want to be the number 1, but how important is it for you?
Yeah, that's the goal. Right now, it's a couple people in front of me, but I'd love to be number 1. But it's stages you got to go to, it's people you got to beat, and it's hard work to be put in.
How important are those ratings to you? Because, I mean, you got that 5-star rating now. Like, what was it like?
To me, rating is not important. You can't really put a rating on somebody's game. Like, they're rating receivers as a whole when they're different type of receivers. Receivers have a different strength. Some are more physical and good with their body. Some are fast. Some are got good hands, but they rate everybody the same. And I feel like the ratings don't really matter. It matters about how much you can grow as a player on and off the field.
And how would you describe yourself? Because, I mean, are you that long distance? Are you that slot receiver? What are you?
I feel like my game is unique. I feel like I can play.
You can do it all.
I'm fast enough to play the outside. I'm fast enough and big enough to play the outside. And I'm quick enough to play the slot. It's a best of both worlds for me.
And how often do you practice with kind of Lamont and just talk to him? do you talk to him about becoming a Seminole? Do you talk to him about maybe joining in college?
With me and Lamont, we're cool. We hang out all day, lunch, after. When we together, we don't really talk recruiting. It's mainly how we're going to get our teammates better, and what's the game plan for this season, team bonding, stuff like that, leaders for our team.
What do you think you need to do this season to make yourself the number one receiver and get yourself a state championship?
Basically, just play my game, keep just get better and better every week, get bigger, get faster, get stronger, and just build up my teammates. Without my teammates, I wouldn't have the success I have now with my quarterback Carson, the O-line we had since my freshman year with Brandon, Brian, all them guys, and the seniors that were in the classes before me, giving me a lot of information and giving me a lot of teaching that I put into my game. So without them, I wouldn't be at the spot I am today. And I'm just really just want to get back to the younger underclassmen on my team.
How is it going to be like playing with a new quarterback this year?
It's going to be different. It's going to be a little adjust, but that's what the offseason and summer training and all that's for, to get back to work, get in sync with the new quarterback, and find our rhythm.
You practice with him a lot outside of just normal school practice?
We practice a couple times outside of school practice. I've been in track season, so I've been mainly focused on that. But now since I'm out, I just finished state, so now I'm in football mode. It's time to get in the lab with the quarterback and then get our timing down and make something special happen for next season.
I mean, talking about practice, we saw you practicing with Tyreek Hill. I mean, a lot of us were like, yeah, so like those good connections. What's your kind of relationship like with him? And do you talk to any of those NFL receivers, college receivers right now?
Tyreek Hill, he's a cool dude. He comes out, I work out with Sean Casey. Shout out Sean Casey at Raw Fit. He works out a couple NFL guys, so I got the chance to go out there and pick the brains of some of the best wide receivers in the league, and being able to learn from them and get things from their game and put it into mine, especially Tyreek Hill. He's a dominant speedster on the football field, and people say I am. I think I am. So it's nice to be able to pick the brain of the fastest receiver in the league.
Who are those other receivers that you've talked to?
I talked to Tyreek Hill before. I talked to Justin Jefferson once. I had a conversation with Michael Irving, a couple guys.
So what's it like playing in South Florida? A lot of people, I mean, do you think, first of all, do you think Florida is the best football state?
Oh, definitely. There's no other place better than Florida.
I mean, they like to argue like Texas, California, but what's it like playing in South Florida, where the heart of football is?
It's hard. It's a different breed of football in South Florida. You have to be a different type of animal to play here. You have to be tougher. You have to be more physical. You have to be faster. We live, we eat, we breathe football down here. That's what we have.
What are the toughest teams kind of you've played here, and how is Gulliver compared to them, and what have you learned?
Type of teams we played were my freshman, the 2019 Booker T. Washington team that won states, last year's Carnegie Gibbon team, last year's Chaminade team. Those are probably the toughest games I played this year. I mean, in my high school career, those teams had a lot of big-time players. That Booker T 2019 team had Ja'Cory Brooks, who plays at Bama right now. So they had a bunch of high-profile players like me, and it was just a nice battle.
What's it like playing at Gulliver Prep?
It's amazing. Being at Gulliver, playing at Gulliver, it's a family. Sometimes we get criticized but for being a smaller team, for being, we're not football guys, we're more to the nerdy side, but on the field we hold our own. We beat a lot of teams that doubted us, so with Gutter Prep, we just take it one game at a time, and we don't let anybody like bring us down.
Yeah, Jim, if I was a college football coach right now, and you were standing in front of me, what would you say for me to tell you, I want you on my team, and you're the number one receiver that you need to be on my team?
I don't really know. Most times, like, I think my character and the way I handle myself on and off the field pretty speaks for itself. I'm not the flashy type. I'm more like Kevin Durant in basketball. Like, I let my game do the talking.
Lamont said the same exact thing. We can see it. What are your thoughts on the new era of college football with the NIL and with the transfer portal?
Transfer portal is it's a great thing, but also it has its downsides. Transfer portal, it opens a lot of doors for players to move around and get themselves a better opportunity, but it also takes away opportunities for players that's D1 worthy but couldn't get offers because colleges were going to the transfer portal instead of recruiting from high school. And NIL, it's something new, but once we figure it out and once like it starts, the guidelines start to set in a little bit, I think it's going to be pretty good.
Talked before about the transfer portal, how it'll give the older players an opportunity and the younger players still have to keep sitting. How do you think that you'll, when you get to college, that how does that impact you? I mean, as a top five receiver in the country, will that even impact you?
My mindset, I feel like I'm from Florida, so I feel like we're the best. So even if you're an older guy, it's not gonna be easy. I'm coming for your spot. So it's gonna be a competition no matter where you go. So with me being a young guy, I'm not just gonna like give you your spot because you're an older guy, a veteran that's been there and done it. Like I'm a competitor. I like to compete. So you transfer and you're ahead of me, I'm coming for your spot.
Do you believe that you're the best receiver in the class of 2023?
Yes.
Why?
Not because I have the skill, but it's not all skill. I feel like I have the most upside. I feel like I have the most to learn. I only been playing wide receiver for 3 years. I started playing wide receiver my freshman year, and I had a lot of success so far, but I feel like once I get in college, get bigger, get the coaching, I feel like I could be a dangerous receiver.
Have you talked to any of the players, like Chris Parsons, talked to any of the other players in 2023?
Chris Parsons, Dante Moore, Jaden Rashada, Brandon Ennis, Travis Hunter, all of them guys.
You talked to Chris Parsons, what do you talk to him about?
Chris Parsons, we just joke around. This is my boy, we have fun, we play around. We talk a little bit, Florida State, but most of the time it's just talking, chilling, just checking in on each other.
Try not to talk too much about like recruiting and football outside of the field.
We both are highly sought out players, so I feel like we take that time to just disconnect from the recruiting part and just be student athletes and just have fun like a regular student.
Growing up in South Florida, did you grow up a Hurricanes fan, FSU, UF fan?
I pretty much grown up Hurricanes fan, but I also watch the other games. I just like football in general, but growing up, my household, my whole family, Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricane.
What are your thoughts on how important it'll be for you to stay close to home, maybe in Miami or just in Florida?
If I wasn't going to stay home, which I don't know, it'll be great because it gives a chance for my family to come watch me play. That's a big thing, being in an area where my family can come play or come see me play. and it's not too far in case something happens. I don't have to drop everything to leave. Like, all of a sudden, I can just go and check up and see what's going on, assess the situation, and get my head straight back and then go back to work.
Seen you visit Florida State a couple of times. Do you plan on going soon, maybe in the summer?
I don't know. I have a couple visits set up in June and then July and all that is the dead period, so we're going to see.
You plan on going up for a game next year?
Yeah, definitely.
What other camps do you plan on joining this summer?
I don't think I plan on doing any camps this summer. If anything major pops up, I probably attend, but right now I don't know what if I'm going to be doing any camps.
Talk about the family atmosphere in Tallahassee.
It's amazing. Every time I go there and I just walk around and somewhere, somebody knows my name, somebody yelling out, "Let's go Noles, let's go Jalen." It's amazing how their fans are behind the program, even when they're at their low. The Campbell Stadium was always packed with fans. Fans are always tailgating. That's just a great vibe. It's one of the best atmospheres in college football.
So what are your thoughts on the culture there as a five-star recruit? What do you think of when you think of Florida State?
Bro, I just think of winning history. Something like Rome, like when Rome's at the top, but Rome wasn't built in the day. So when Rome fell, it's basically right now that they're not where they used to be, but they're building back up. Like, they just had one of the top classes in the transfer portal last year. So with Florida State's going, all the Florida teams are basically going to be rising back up to start winning championships again.
Just thoughts on Norvo. What do you think he's building there?
Norvell, great coach. Great coach. He's a young coach also, so he has time. But I feel like Norvell is trying to bring back the culture that Coach Bobby installed into Florida State. The hardworking, the toughness, all that. He's trying to bring that back to Florida State to start winning championship.
Thoughts on Dugans? You talked to him?
Dugans, he's great coach. He's been down the path I'm going down right now. He played at the college level. He played in the NFL. He coached in the NFL. He coached at the college level. So he's been around the game for a long time. He knows what he's talking about. He also played Florida State. He played under Bobby, Coach Bobby. He's an amazing guy, family oriented, and yeah.
Final question, Jalen. What do you think you need to work on before you get to college?
I feel like I need to just work on just probably getting a little bit bigger, get a little bit faster. You always can get bigger, you always can get faster. And just being more consistent with my route running. That's pretty much the big things.
And if you have a message for Noles Nation, what would you say?
Go Noles.